This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. Today I have the honor of interviewing an old friend of mine, Joe Hose Fleming. Hose, thank you for doing this, brother.
You got it.
So where are you from originally?
I was born in Seattle, Washington. And when I was five, my dad, who was an FBI agent, he was transferred to New Orleans. And so I grew up in New Orleans.
So how old were you when you started playing guitar?
Okay, well, that's the next. When he was transferred from New Orleans, he was transferred to Knoxville. And that's when I was 13. And that's when I started playing guitar in Knoxville.
Do you remember your first guitar?
I do. My brother had a little silver tone flat top, just like a little flat top box, probably a $20, you know, like new from the catalog. And he never played it. So I started grabbing it, and I actually started playing it in my lap where I would, and I didn't know how to tune or anything like that. And I even remember the first song that I tried to play along with was the Yardbirds' Heart Full of Soul.
So that's how you learned? You taught yourself playing the records?
Well, just radio. I didn't even try records yet. So the lick was this little thing goes, so I learned that really quick. So I thought, okay, I can do that.
So did you have formal lessons, though? Did you go to get a teacher then?
No. I started lessons like about, I think when I was about 16, I actually studied some classical lessons for a couple of years.
In Knoxville?
Yeah. Luckily, there were a lot of really good guitar players around, so I used to just go and watch people play. And there was a really good music store in Knoxville, Hughley's downtown, and there was a Hughley's in Nashville. But the Hughley's, the family actually lived in Knoxville, and it was a really good store. And they had some, the guy who, I don't know if you interviewed him or not, Bird Burton.
Sure.
Bird
Burton. I actually wrote a tribute about Bird.
Yeah. Well, he was from the Knoxville area. This is a few years before the Rhythm Aces, and he was one of the guys that worked at this Hughley's down in downtown Knoxville. So he was one of the guys who I'd like to go see. He had a band that would play all the, you know, Magic Carpet Ride, all the rock stuff. And then there were some really, really good country players around, too. So I got to hear all the, just about any kind of guitar playing.
Well, when did you start playing for money? What was your first gigs?
Other than just playing maybe a few parties, there was a country club, the same part of town that my parents lived in, West Hills, called Dean Hill Country Club. And I think I was 17, maybe even still 16, when I started playing there. And that's also, I don't know if this might be jumping the gun, but that's where I met Paul Yandel and Chet Atkins and guys like that. They used to have an annual Chet Atkins golf tournament there, a celebrity, like a charity golf tournament. And so all these guys, Chet would bring all these people over from Nashville, and so I was playing in the little trio in the, what they called the Tiki Room. And so, you know, they were really, really nice, and I get to hang out with them. And Jerry Reed's another one. That's where I met Jerry Reed.
So you were 16?
Probably 17, yeah.
So do you remember your first conversation with Chet Atkins?
I think so. We were playing in this little lounge where they would eat. You know, they'd have their steak dinners and stuff. And there were, like, fish tanks in the wall. And the keyboard player was this older guy. I thought he was older. He was probably in his 40s back then. You know, I thought he was like an old man. He was from around there, but I think he was probably about Chet's age, and he had known Chet. And the guy that ran this Dean Hill Country Club, Jack Comer, was a business guy that Chet had known since they were kids. And we were playing something. I actually play the same guitar and amp as I used to play back then, too. A Strat, a 64 Strat, and I had a Fender Super Reverb, which I still have. So I was playing that setup, and I had been listening to Roy Buchanan and the Allman Brothers doing that volume swell on the Strat, on the first volume knob, which to me, it seemed real easy to do and real smooth and all that. So we were playing something like maybe Satin Doll or something, and I was looking at my hands, and then I look up, and Chet's got one of his feet up on the stage, and he's looking at me, and this guy, Charlie, the organ player, he's just beside himself that Chet's actually looking at me.
Yeah.
You know, come up to me, and then he said something. He said he was looking down there for my volume pedal, and I showed him what I was doing with my volume knob. And I said, yeah, I got sort of learned that from watching Roy Buchanan and listening to the Allman Brothers. Dickie Betts would do that on his Les Paul. And when I said Roy Buchanan, Chet kind of mumbled, yeah, Roy was over at the house last week, and I think I just kind of chuckled a little bit. Of course, I didn't, you know,
yeah,
I didn't know anything to say that would make any sense. But,
right.
But and then when he walked away, the keyboard player, he was just, you know, he just couldn't believe it. Chet, I guess that was a big deal if Chet comes up to you and,
well, of course,
but, you know, besides saying that you sucked or something like that, you know.